This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. If it would only play. Okay, let me try that again.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I keep saying I'm going to be doing this, although I think I'm actually going to start doing this tomorrow. But, you know, I've got two Boyd's gun stocks right now to go on this Ruger gun sight scout rifle. And I don't know which one is going to be the better one. One's a little more traditional. The other one is a little more modern. I happen to think they're both going to be perfect, although for the scout rifle purists, they may not like it. But, you know, we'll see. But I can already tell you this. The stocks themselves are monumental. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I have been looking at all of these Republicans that are not going to run anymore in the House. It's one of these things where you sit back and you say, can you say snatching defeat from the jaw of victory? You know, all of this insufferable babbling and crying about principle that we've had to endure from the never-Trump conservative Ken dolls. The way you tear at your cheap suit. Your 180s over classic GOP policies because Donald actually tried to enact them. And your mortifying blubbering to suddenly sympathetic hosts on MSNBC and CNN about how awful the president is. With your sad, drawn faces and high-pitched voices. You true conservatives of conservatism. You keepers of the flame of conservativeness. Resisted the coming of Donald Trump and those who supported him because that's not who we are. Because we're better than that. Because our principles. Yeah. All of that was a crock, a con. It was a grift by a bunch of displaced beltway strivers furious at the marks that we normals wised up to their scam, played the players, and sent them packing. Principles. You laughed uncontrollably at Sean Hannity's confidential information being revealed for no good reason, just as you laughed at President Trump when federal agents marched into his lawyer's office to steal privileged documents as part of the shameful collusion farce that you guys have been applauding. Your principles didn't stop you from supporting an effort to undo the results of an election that left you out in the cold. What do you think the founders would say to this little gab of milquetoasts out there? Probably stop trying to hang around with us before we hurt you. Where are your principles at in the face of the gross injustices over the last few days? A federal judge who was nearly appointed Bill Clinton's attorney general and who officiated at Soros' wedding ordered Hannity's information is closed. But that was cool with you because, you know, Sean Hannity, he just says things. He just talks about things. Principles that depend on who is asserting them aren't principles. You're posing then. You're a poser. If you actually adhered to them, your principles would have you shrieking not cheering. A bunch of Hillary donating feds should not be allowed to randomly pillage through privileged material looking for a crime. Now, that crime fraud exception does not mean that the feds can just take all your stuff, read through it, decide if some happens to fall into that narrow exception and leak the rest. But why let some principles get in the way of a good laugh at the expense of one of those Trump people? It's almost like all this talk about principles is just talk. They're mocking due process, which, you know, I've seen a lot of conservatives get out there and think it's a good idea when it's a gun violence restraining order, you know, mocking due process. They're shattering attorney-client privilege. They're undermining the rule of freaking law. And you're giggling like teen girls at a One Direction reunion concert. Only you're less butch than they are. Where are your principles now that invoking them helps someone you don't like? Missing in action like Bill Kristol and Max Boot when it comes to the wars they so eagerly advocate. You and your principles. Your only principle is getting the president out of power so you can weasel back in. You don't hate Trump because he feels he can ignore your glorious principles, oh convenience. You hate Donald Trump because he feels he can ignore you, period. And the same with the rest of us. Those of us who had to spend decades listening to excuses and lies until we noticed that the cruise ship captains of the conservative elite had been treading water. Every election, you promised to fight. After every election, all you did was fail. But you had a good gig as long as the bipartisan elite grift was in effect. When the GOP crowd won, you were the in crowd, and you raked in donations and media hits with the promise that you would use the power we gave you to make real conservative change. And then you never did it. It just never happened. When the GOP lost, then you were in opposition, and so you raked in the dough and attention, talking about how you would fight once we got back into power. And all of that was a really good scam as long as it lasted, I guess, until we got tired of being lied to, and we got somebody to disrupt into office. And what we hired him to disrupt was your little gig. You are rejected. You are, we unwashed, uncivilized, non-DC, New York living nobodies. We reject you. And now you can't even get your phone calls returned from that 24-year-old guy in the MAGA hat down in at the old executive office building. You're a nobody. You're a punchline. You're writing articles nobody reads for magazines. Nobody remembers it. Nobody buys. That probably gnaws at you. But you still have your principles. Your precious, precious principles. And the liberals will let you act out your Never Trump charade on their shows and in their pages because it's helpful for them to have little Mr. Helper playing sad conservative has-been against Trump. But they don't respect you, and they don't like you. And when they're finished with you, it's back in the gimp box you go. You think you're Michael Corleone conservatives pulling the strings, plotting to take power, but you're really just the Frito-cons. You're not smart. You can't handle things. You may want respect, but you know, don't hold your breath. But you do have wonderful principles. Congratulations. And if you close your eyes and try real hard, your unaccomplished mediocrities can imagine that you aren't just lying there on your bellies at the feet of your liberal overlords. But you are. Maybe if you beg, if you obey, if you please them by trashing the people you used to pretend to champion, perhaps your masters will drop a scrap off the table for you to gobble up. But here's a hit on NBC with Chuck Todd. Be ready with a bon mot about how Donald Trump is a moral cancer. Here's a chance to write for the New York Times. Be careful to stay within bounds, though, or else. Here's an invitation to a little cocktail soiree in Georgetown. Just make sure you shake your head and discuss when the other partygoers talk about those racist hillbillies and the science-hating Christians with their guns and Jesus and masculinity. You've talked, and you've talked about principles, but as James Comey and Robert Mueller and your gal pantsuit undermined every principle this country was founded on, all you did was clutch pearls about how Trump is icky. And now the country's in real danger of breaking apart, of actual conflict, and all you can think about is recovering your cheesy little seat on the Beltway bench. No one's fooled by this, and no one cares. What ought to scare the hell out of you, that is what it is. So, because when the leftists figure out that you have zero credibility with us real conservatives, you'll stop being their useful idiot. You'll just be a plain idiot. Enjoy the drool. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
you know, research and development is, for a company to survive, they have to do it. And in the case of Boyd's, we're talking that it's still going on today. If you call them and you have some sort of an issue with the gun stock, they're going to help you with that. And they're going to take note of it. Next time, after we play, after we come back in the next break, I will give you an example of the way they take note of things. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am not a big family of the Bushes, or a big fan of the Bush family. However, without knowing anything about them beyond what you see on TV, when Barbara Bush passed away, I thought this was like, you know, her portrayal that I, what I know of her, she seems like a very nice lady. A historic woman. She was married to one president and mother of another. And, so to see her pass away at 92, I just thought to myself, what a remarkable life. What stalwartness there must have been with her. And I went about with my day. And then I started seeing the haters come out. See, there are people out there who would have to use this death as an opportunity to get publicity and take a shot at the Bush family. Now, I have my own problems with the Bush family. I have no problem with anybody having problems with the Bush family. However, there is a time and a place for all things. Enter Rhonda Jarrar, an English professor at Fresno State. And you know what? I'm not one of these people that normally is going to go this way, but since she has gone ahead and shown us her compassion, let me extend some to her. When I look at a picture of her, I understand the phrase gender neutral now. She wrote this about Barbara Bush. Barbara Bush was a generous and smart and amazing racist who, along with her husband, raised a war criminal, she wrote on Twitter. Blank out of here with your nice words. Later on, she would go on to say that she had tenure and cannot be fired, which the provost of Fresno State has actually pointed out. That's not true. The university itself is trying to distance itself from them. And a memo to the professor, you looker, you, a real war criminal would not tolerate a remark like that about his mom. Right now, you'd be hanging from a tree, suffering from rapid weight loss. At the very least, he would deport you and never allow a public university to have someone like you on the payroll. As Sam Cooke said, the professor don't know much about history. It is tasteless, but rather predictable. After all, she called Mrs. Bush a racist and her son a war criminal. Don't these guys have any other things to say about people? Is that the, I mean, you know, it's not being a one-trick pony. It's, I guess, a one-book pony or something. All of their little special catchphrases and cliches they love to append to people, that all comes out of one book that must get circulated around. Don't they have any other words in their vocabulary? Someone should ask the Democrats about this tweet. Am I the only one who thinks she sounds like a House Democrat? Another question. Where's Zuckerberg when we really need him? He's very concerned with hate speech. This is quite hateful. This is causing me to pass out my own hate speech. I almost decided to reactivate my Twitter account. I've seen a ton of very ugly comments about Mrs. Bush. Why isn't the committee taking those down in the name of a clean community? How about Twitter, Jack Murphy? How about those guys? You're sitting back. Oh, I forgot. You're waiting for the Civil War to occur so we can all be the United States of California. You don't have time to delete these comments for being offensive. It's wide open and fair to disagree with any politician out there. I enjoy it myself. But, you know, and George W. Bush, fair. absolutely fair game. But these nasty attacks against Mrs. Bush confirm that the left is an ugly and angry side of the room. And, you know, where does that anger come from? Where does that anger come from? You know, when I was talking with Lincoln Osiris last night, I meant what I said. Most of you that have never been in the military cannot relate to somebody who has been in it. That's not a bad thing. Being in the military is a calling and everything else, but those of us who hear the call and take the call, if you're not going to respect us, I get it, but you should learn to respect certain parts of what we're capable of, because we are capable of coming down and living in your world, existing in your rules, doing things the way you think they should be done for as long as we need to do it. But if things go bad, if they get sideways, we also have the capacity to go right back to where we were and do what we used to do, albeit slower, more pained. You know, it's going to hurt a lot and stuff like that. But nothing in the military is about anger. It's just about execution of this task, the next task, the next task. When I see these people with all of this anger that most of the time predicates violence, anger like this, this kind of anger predicates violence. I just wonder. I really wonder about you. Whatever's making you so angry, you should learn to control that, because sooner or later you're going to say the wrong thing about the wrong person, and then you're going to see them. The world is not a virtual world. It is, you know, and I'm not talking about virtue. I'm talking about the world does not exist only on the internet. There's actually the actual world that's out there. And when you're writing these things about people, you're writing about actual people who know actual people, and you yourself are an actual person. So, you know, until that day that your consciousness is taken in by the machine and you become part of the web, you should think about the space you occupy on the planet. It is a long, painful existence to go through life that angry. I don't mind if you're in pain, but be advised. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
When we started the Scout Rifle Project, which is moving so slow because of me, when we started the Scout Rifle Project, initially I wanted the At-One stock to put on it. Now, the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle comes in a bunch of different setups. There's like four or five models, with the big difference in each model being the barrel, which I think the stainless steel barrel costs a couple $100 more. And then that's it. But they have one that is the polymer stock, which is all integrated. It's a hollow polymer stock, and it's designed to be very lightweight, which is the one I bought. But it's monolithic. Now, the other stocks come with what is referred to as the bottom metal, the trigger guard, the magwell. This one did not. So when I got the Boyd stock, it did not, you know, I didn't have anything to stick in there to be the trigger guard or the magwell. So rather than have me do something about that, they had me send them the gun back so they could look at it and figure out what the best thing to do would be. Now, and it was my decision to go this way. It was my decision to get a bottom metal and stick to it and make sure that it would fit the one that I got. It would fit to fit the cavity in there where it's supposed to go. They were ready for me. Now, this is not something they do for everybody, but this is because it was a project that we were doing. They were ready to go that extra step if it had to be, but I said no because this is not what you would do for one of your customers. But they did figure out everything else about it. They looked at all the other models and made sure that they had every base covered as far as that was concerned so that it would work with every bottom metal out there. That's important because you don't want to buy the stock and have it shipped to you and then you pull your old stock apart and take your bottom metal off and stick it on there. And guess what? It don't fit Because what's going to happen then is that you're going to take that new stock and box it back up and send it back to Boyd's, which you don't really want to do that. So they have done, they've gone the extra mile there. They have gone, I mean, this is something, everything else they did for me, they would do for anybody. Check them out at Boyd's Firearms. Boyd's Gun Stocks. Boyd's Firearms. Boyd'sGunStocks.com. I was at Ace Firearms earlier today and saw some new stuff. But anyway, I go to Starbucks a lot. And recently they had a bad moment. Because apparently it was against the rules for something. Was it a restroom or whatever it was? You had to buy something to use the restroom. As in no public restroom, right? And they got in trouble for it because the guys that were asking about it were black. So now the brouhaha has begun. And now CEO Kevin Johnson told CNN's Don Lemon he's going to close all 8,000 of the company's U.S. stores on May 29th for mandatory training around unconscious bias, conscious inclusion, and working to not only educate but sensitize every Starbucks partner to this issue. Lemon, who I don't like, but he actually had a pretty good response for this one. He said, can you do all that in one afternoon? Not likely, but for the corporate shakedown artists, that's fine. Johnson is already on the defensive. He assured Lemon that the May 29th employee re-education camp is only the beginning of the Starbucks journey into ensuring that each and every person who walks in the door feels safe and welcome. Are they, you know, I prefer, anyway. Toward that goal, they have enlisted the help of executives from the Soros-funded left-wing think tank Demos, the Equal Justice Initiative, the NAACP, and former Attorney General Eric Holder. If you look at the collaborators' online mission statements and soon managers, you know that they're going to learn, managers and baristas will learn, in the name of economic and racial justice, look the other way as loiterers and panhandlers and homeless people of color take up residence in their stores. After the brouhaha in Philadelphia last week, try telling anyone who comes through the door of Starbucks that he can't use the bathroom or squat at one of the tables without buying anything. The domestic terrorists, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa will be smashing windows, looting, and blocking entrances in no time. Although they were already doing that anyway. The average national salary for a barista at Starbucks is $20,000 a year. Is that worth the stress of creating a safe space for deadbeats? Starbucks' target audience of middle and upper income urbanites will be affected by Johnson's re-education plans. Holder wouldn't even prosecute the new Black Panthers threatening white voters with billy clubs. Does the CEO really think that Holder's My People expertise will be good for the company's loyal base or the bottom line? How are the customers going to react as they shell out big bucks for expensive drinks while employees cater to non-paying people, turning their favorite coffee shop into a flop house? So Starbucks, which has been, you know, when it finally came to South Carolina, I was so happy, and I probably don't know what real coffee tastes like. Because I've drank so much of that stuff. But, you know, they're going to be devoured by this insane ideology. It is a Kafkaesque betrayal of their own workers. And CEO Johnson, along with his executive chairman, Howard Schultz, have aligned themselves with violent and radical riffraff, strong-arming them into spending tens of millions of dollars to re-educate employees who have done nothing wrong. Yale King asked Schultz what the company would do for the two men arrested last week in Philadelphia. Schultz promised to support their interest in real estate and provide them with an opportunity to be part of the company. Maybe he would offer that same encouragement to Black Lives Matter Pennsylvania organizer Azza Khalif. The bullhorn-wielding Khalif showed up at the Philadelphia Starbucks with dozens of protesters in record time after the arrest video went viral. And coincidentally, Khalif is also in real estate. His Facebook page lists him as the owner of Pazda Properties, and he told an interviewer he works in real estate. Does Khalif know that the two arrestees, does he know them who claim to be real estate agents, or the real estate businessman Andrew Yaff, who showed up later in the video? They should probably hire a private investigator before they spend millions re-educating their employees. Listen, real racism is horrible. It's an issue. Having a policy, right? Having a policy where you don't allow certain things to happen, like, you know, if you are Starbucks and you're selling drinks and you're selling pastry and sandwiches and other things, and you have a little store there where you can buy merchandise. When I buy my drink, I may want to sit in the darkness of Starbucks and just suck up that ambience. However, if somebody could just walk in and sit at the table and take a nap, I probably won't even go in there to buy my beverage. This is probably a good time to look into buying a coffee shop right now. I've been thinking about getting one of those pedal barista things, one of those bike barista things. Because I really like bike riding. I could set one up on a street corner and just sell my coffee. I should probably set it up across the road from a Starbucks. So, you know, re-education. For what it's worth, everybody I deal with at Starbucks in the upstate of South Carolina are very pleasant people, and I have never seen them act out towards anybody for any reason whatsoever. For what it's worth. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
AR500 Armored Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Ergonomic excellence and elegance developed just for you. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. You know, when you get out there and you disregard high authority, which in the case of Deerfield, Illinois, and a whole lot of other parts of Illinois, that would be the Bill of Rights. When you disregard that, the tumbling domino game begins. And at that point, when you're disregarding that authority, then turnabout is also fair play. So maybe some clarity will manifest as to why this game from the left should never have been started. Perhaps the left will notice. Maybe the politicians who promote defiance of established law will detect that their absurdities may not be final, but instead initiate defiant chain reactions. Effingham County, in the heart of rural Illinois, has declared itself a sanctuary for gun owners. And why not? The Chicago Tribune reports the county board on Monday passed a resolution on an 8-1 vote and directed employees not to enforce new Illinois laws that would unconstitutionally restrict the Second Amendment. Here we have this breath of fresh air and a wonderful welcome punctuation to the idiotic unconstitutional machinations of the left. Like nesting eggs, areas in California and now Illinois remain bound to the rule of law, yet reside within larger political regions, choosing to defy higher authority. And many municipalities and self-cleared sanctuary states, or self-declared, excuse me, are standing up and adhering to the supremacy of federal law and constitutional guideline. In today's world, this is tantamount to a revolution. In fact, it actually is. The Second Amendment does not issue the right to bear arms. It ensures the pre-existing right to do so shall not be infringed. The Ninth Amendment states the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. So for these who wish to parse the Second Amendment and create interpretive doubt, please, please take a gander at the Ninth. Now, you know, more of this revolution, more of this defiance that serves to point the needle back to true north is due. fractured and splintered obedience regarding the Constitution has no good effect. A congruity must emanate throughout the country. And when the laws of the nation are brushed aside to allow certain local politicians to bask in the warm glow of emotional approval, you lose a lot. You actually lose more than you gain. The Effingham School, high school nickname, is the Flaming Hearts. I suspect that those who search for some offense in that moniker will not get much attention in Effingham County meetings. I sort of like it when I see people who are sort of happy about how they have it, and then they're very happy to then defend it. That's good times. Gives me hope. Spoke about this thing that happened in Jacksonville with the an inspector from the city of Jacksonville. She's now been suspended for her behavior after citing the owner of Jaguar Power Sports for flying military flags on a rooftop display. Apparently, they were, you know, in violation of some code, but it was the behavior of the inspector, Melinda Power, that got her in hot water with the mayor's office and led to her suspension. Customer, a wounded warrior, overheard her citing the owner and objected. Her response was that he did nothing for this country. Caring for News 4, he told her he took three bullets in the leg while serving in the military. And according to sales manager Marcy Moyer, said, you don't have to listen. You don't have to hear anything. If you watch the same video, her body language tells it all. There's nothing polite. There's nothing unassertive about her behavior. According to the statement from Curry, it was a confrontation that put Power in hot water with the city. Employees of the city of Jacksonville are the servants of taxpayers who have a duty to enforce our laws and regulations. I expect every one of them to do that job in a manner that is respectful and reflects a privilege we all have to serve this great city. What I saw reported is 100% inconsistent about how I expect every city employee to interact with our citizens. I have ordered a review of the actions of the employee, and pending the completion of that review, the employee and her supervisor have been placed on leave. Today I will ask every manager of city departments to review our procedures with each city employee. Once a review of the actions in this manner is complete, appropriate corrective action will be enforced for any wrongdoing. As the son and grandson of military veterans and the mayor of a city with a proud history of commitment to our nation's defense, I will not tolerate disparagement or disrespect of the men and women who serve or served. On behalf of the city of Jacksonville, I apologize to veterans and service members who are rightly troubled by the events that have been reported. While current ordinance does not address residents or businesses displaying military flags, I will not allow any citation for those who demonstrate their support of the armed forces. My team is working with the city's Office of General Counsel to bring clarity to the relevant city laws. This is the guy that should be in charge of Starbucks. And what he should be, you know, this is the way you would handle something like that. But that was a real egregious thing. What's the difference between it being against code or versus a policy bill? Well, it's the way he handles it. Now, and the other part is this. We don't know how this Starbucks manager, I've got to see the video. I haven't watched the video. I should have watched the video. But was the Starbucks person, disrespectful? Did he deserve what happened? Did he deserve to be screamed at or anything? If he did, okay, fine, I get it then, but this woman, I've seen the video of her, and she, another rear echelon person, yes, definitely. Whether Power objected to a challenge of her authority or whether she really hates the military is unclear. After the incident, she got on Facebook and put a post up, which she later deleted, that her father, husband, and son-in-law have all served in the military, and she has the utmost respect for the military. But It's just lip service. That was hardly an example of respect, and the apology is too little, too late. That's the bureaucratic mindset. It's one of the only constants in the universe. Most bureaucrats, even at the local level, go about their jobs with adequate competence and occasionally get someone who has power go to his or her head, and she or he carves out a little fiefdom that they try to rule with an iron hand. So even if there was an ordinance against flying the military flags, and apparently there was one, or an ordinance could be interpreted as making it illegal to fly the flags, the idea of enforcing this blue law wouldn't occur to most citizens or even bureaucrats for that matter. Mrs. Powers probably driving by and saw it, said, an infraction! I must descend and bring order back to the chaos. And she pulled over and decided to wield her power. And she also decided to slap down one of the little people who dared to challenge her authority. And I hope she gets fired. And that's what should happen. Right? That's what should happen. If the guy at Starbucks was out of line, if he did something completely out of line, then he should be fired. Now, the people, and this was a Starbucks in Philadelphia. The Starbucks in Spokane should not have to undergo re-education. The Starbucks in Tulsa should not have to undergo re-education. It is not systemic. That's the difference. That's the difference. What happened, obviously, within this state government is not systemic. You just got this one little person that thought that she was, you know, an authority. She was the flag police, and she pulled over and decided to be the flag police. And we see where it got her. She had those few moments of self-satisfaction, which are going to mar the rest of her professional life. She'll always be the woman in the flag video in Jacksonville. That's the guy on the drive-thru window with Chick-fil-A. Ask him how that worked out for him. We've got hour number two coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.